Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. We've got sophomore wide receiver Avante Cox joining us here on the program. Man, it's good to talk to you, Avante. How are things going? How's practice going?
Everything's going great. We're looking pretty good. Defense is looking great, like usual, and offense is stepping up.
You know, is it nice to know that you've got that, I don't want to say security blanket, but that defense on the other side of the field that, you know, you said looks great right now. Is that kind of a comfort to know that that side of the ball is just really playing well right now?
Yes, knowing that we have the defense that dominate and that if we mess up on offense that we know we can most likely get the ball back and get back on our horses and keep going.
What was it like for you last season to play as a true freshman? You had, you know, 5 catches, nearly 80 yards, couple rushes as well. But to get in the game, play in 8 games last year as a true freshman, was that good for you, or, you know, what was that like?
I believe it was really great for me to do that. Great experience for me. Doing that, like, helped me get used to the game speed, because the speed of the game is a lot faster than what it was in high school. And now everything seems to be slowed down and back to usual.
You knew it was going to be a faster game, but mentally, could you kind of wrap your head around how fast things were going?
I thought I could, but at first, no, I couldn't wrap my head around it. It was just too quick to start off with, and then now it's just everything's just slowed down a lot.
I mean, I guess, you know, when you're in high school and you're not everybody's got that type of speed, but you come to this level, is it everybody's fast? Everybody's got that Division I speed that you're going up against?
Yes, it's like it's not going to be, oh, I'm going to go run this route and just run by them. Now you have to actually work, have technique, and actually use what you know to get around people.
We're talking to Avante Cox, the sophomore wide receiver for the Wyoming Cowboy football team as they continue with fall camp, getting ready for that season opener on August 25th against New Mexico State. What was it like having the 7th overall pick in the NFL draft throwing you passes last year?
It was amazing. I thought Wes Lunt, he was a Rochester quarterback. He went to the training camp for Vikings, and I thought his balls were the best balls I was ever going to see, but Josh Allen topped it by far. It's amazing what balls he could throw and get in there.
Now, go ahead.
It was a great experience catching it from him and having NFL-type balls thrown to me.
Now, Wes Lunt, he went to Oklahoma State. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
what
I thought. He went to
Illini. Okay, yeah. And he was your quarterback in high school, is that right, for a few years?
No, he was not my quarterback.
Okay.
I transferred there a year later, and then when he came back home, I threw around with him a little bit.
Okay. You know, did it take some getting used to with Josh, you know, getting used to the type of ball he threw? I mean, with the type of arm he had, or was it pretty easy?
It was extremely easy. He had so much touch on the ball, and the ball got there quick, but the touch on it just made it so much easier to catch.
Now, as far as the quarterbacks go this year, is it any different with Tyler and Nick throwing the ball to you? I mean, can you see a difference? Obviously, you know, you don't see too many first-round draft pick quarterbacks come around very often, but is there much difference in the way they're throwing the ball as opposed to last season?
For them, it seems like they're getting the ball out quicker to us.
Mm-hmm.
And like Josh, he could wait a little bit because his arm is that strong, but it seems like they're trying to get the balls out, and then we have to just react to the balls and catch him. So it still seems the same without Josh, but obviously it's not going to be Josh's arm back there anymore.
You know, with that quarterback battle going on, you get to see it up close and personal with Tyler and Nick throwing you passes. How would you say that the quarterback competition is going right now? And heck, I'll throw freshman Sean Chambers and some other guys if you'd like in there. What's it been like, the quarterback competition this year, in your opinion?
It's been amazing, like watching them all compete. They're both supportive with each other. They're out there competing, but also bringing each other up if something's going down. Like, it's amazing to see how much team bonding is with these quarterbacks.
Do you feel, because last year at the wide receiver spot, it was kind of inconsistent at times, you know, had some injuries as well late in the season, but do you feel like the experience that some of the young guys got and everybody got now that everybody is back at wide receiver was a good experience and you guys can show that improvement you need to?
yes, we were all pretty young, and it was a great experience for all of us to have. And now it seems like we're way better than last year, and we're ready to go.
This is our first time talking to you, Vontae. What is your strength as a wide receiver, in your opinion? I know it's kind of hard to talk about yourself, but in your opinion, what do you think your strength is?
Definitely my speed is my number one strength, and elusiveness to get around people.
How fast are you? Have you been timed in the 40?
Last time I timed in the 40 was junior year, going into senior year, summer.
Okay. You remember?
And I ran a 4.4.
That's flat. That's pretty dang fast. Are you faster than Rocket?
I'm not for sure. You have to ask the strength coach or somebody else. We both are probably the fastest on the team right now.
I talked to CJ Colden last spring. You guys used to go up play against each other, right, in high school?
Yes, we played in the playoffs two times.
Right. What was that like? Did you ever have one-on-one matchups with CJ?
Yes, my senior year, he played man-to-man the whole game. It was pretty cool knowing that he was coming here, too, with me, that I knew somebody from back home that was going to be here with me, and it was an easier ride to get through.
Who got the better of those battles when you guys went up against each other?
Let's say CJ won my junior year,
okay.
But they lost state, though.
Okay.
And then I won my senior year, but we won state, so
all right.
It's all good.
So, yeah, you got the better of them then, right?
Yep. Yeah, we got the better.
Do you guys go up against each other now during camp and everything like that, or are you guys on opposite sides of the field at times?
Yes, here and there we go against each other. I play a lot of the slot, but I play a lot of outside now, too. Mm-hmm. I used to just mainly play slot last year, and now I know all the positions, and now I can play outside, so I go against them a lot.
So, going up against some of these corners, because that's, some people might say a few question marks in terms of the Cowboy defense, because Rico and Rob were graduated, so there's some youth over there. But what have you seen from the Cowboy cornerbacks that leads you to believe that that's not going to be an issue this year?
I see Coach Rich helping them out, getting in their heads, acting like it's game time situations, and they have to actually like work hard and play to what we're doing to them. We have different techniques now as receivers. We're trying to get open more, trying to get off them. Each week we try something new because the defense are catching on so quick, and it's great battles between both receivers and cornerbacks and DBs.
We're talking to Wyoming wide receiver Vontae Cox. So what was the toughest part for you as a true freshman last year, not even football related, just making that transition from high school to college?
I'd say like not being close to family and friends back home. I'm going 14 hours away from Illinois, and I don't get to go home till Christmas break. So like it was pretty hard through that transition, I'd say.
What do you miss most about home? Is it the food?
Yeah, we had horseshoes back in Springfield, okay. Illinois. But I say I miss family and friends the most.
Were you a pretty good horseshoes player?
Was I get pretty good what?
You said you got horseshoes, is that right?
Yeah, horseshoes. It's like meat on top, like a burger on top of fries.
Oh, wow.
With cheese sauce on top.
Holy cow. You don't
like
get
a heart attack, but... It's pretty good, though.
You don't get that in Laramie, do you?
No, you don't.
I asked Nico Evans yesterday when I was talking to him, what is the, not, football related, what's the coolest thing about the new training facility you guys have?
Oh, there's a lot. I'd have to say the training table, because I've been trying to get my weight up, and that's been helping me a lot. And just having a lot of different food choices and different proteins you can get in your system.
When you were being recruited to Wyoming, did the coaches, bring up that new training facility to you and kind of what the vision was for it?
Yes, they told me that it wasn't going to be up right away when I got there, but majority of, like half of it will be done by the time I get here, and it was. And it's pretty cool seeing the structure getting built and then it finally getting topped off.
How fired up are you for August 25th going to Las Cruces?
I'm fired up. It's going to be a battle, and we're going to be ready to play.
Outstanding. Avante, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure talking with you, and hopefully we'll do it again. Thank you again.